Riding along a country road, he had to stop for a tree that had fallen across the road. What would you call yourself doing, say, if you got some rope tied around that thing and tried to get it off the road? You'd say you tried to do what to get it off the road?
Drag it.
Just drag it off the
road. Mm-hmm.
You ever heard people use the expression, snake it off?
Uh-uh.
Just drag it.
Mm-hmm.
What about this thing, getting back to the farm, this thing that you use to break up the ground for plowing
mm-hmm.
the first time? You use a...
Tiller.
Tiller. Is there, what do farmers usually say they're doing when they break up the ground like that?
Tilling the soil.
Tilling the soil.
Mm-hmm.
Are the different types of plows that the farmer
yeah.
uses to
break up the ground? They're called different kind of
well, there's
things
a big
that fit
plow,
on the plow.
And then there's a disc, you know, that a wheel, sharp wheel, it chops it up. And then there's another little thing that's got like claws, you know, that they rake it, smooth it out with.
Yeah. What do you call the trenches that are made by, that are cut out by a plow?
Rows?
The rows. You ever heard of called furrows around?
Yeah, furrows. Furrows.
Now what is a harrow?
That's that thing that's like got spokes, you know, down here, and it's a big square thing, and they just drag it over there to, you know, kind of smooth it out.
I see. One thing I wanted to ask you about the wagons, what do you call that shaft, you know, that the wheels turn on? That's the
axle.
The axle.
Mm-hmm.
This, moving on to something else. These things that carpenters usually use them, they're kind of frames. The end of them is usually shaped kind of like the letter A, and there's a piece that goes across, and then there are really two of these things.
Horse.
Call those horses.
Mm-hmm.
A what?
Horse.
Oh, yeah.
Carpenter's horses. That's mm-hmm. where they put the material mm-hmm. on and sew it, you know.
Well, have you ever seen anything like that? It's a wooden frame, except it's shaped kind of like an X. And you could put a log right there in the middle and
saw it.
Saw it, you know.
Yeah. So, because I've helped my father
saw.
Saw.
Mm-hmm. One would be on this mm-hmm. end and one would be on this end, and they'd pull.
I'd have to help my father because he said the rest of them couldn't pull a saw straight. I was the only one that could, so I'd have to saw wood.
Have you ever heard that frame that you'd lay the log in called anything in particular?
Yeah, but I can't think of what it is. What is it?
Well, I've heard some people call it a sawbuck or some kind of wood rack.
Yeah.
Never heard it called
sawbuck.
Just can't remember.
Saw
if
rack.
It was called anything in particular.
Wood rack.
Maybe
wood
more
rack.
Likely
mm-hmm.
a rack. In the morning, when you're fixing your hair, you might use a comb and a
brush.
Straighten your hair. What do you say you're doing to your hair?
Combing it.
Or?
Brushing.
Combing or brushing, uh-huh.
Used to, when men shaved with these straight razors, they'd have this long leather thing.
Strap.
Leather strap.
Uh-huh, they'd sharpen their razor on that.
How many of those left?
I've got three of the prettiest old straight razors. One of them is a pearl top, mm-hmm. and the other one is like ivory, and it's all engraved in there. It's got a big, great big old hoot owl in it.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. They're real old.
Well, now that you mentioned that, let me go ahead and ask you. You mentioned hoot owl. Now, is that the big bird, fair size owl?
Uh-huh.
Is the one like that, except smaller, maybe makes kind of a higher pitched sound than the big, deep old hoot?
Yeah.
You ever heard that called anything, any particular type of owl?
Screech owl.
Screech owl.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you